WB3LFGKN4HTP. Yeah, I grew up in Kansas, so I know, I have some experience with those sirens and a couple of tornadoes, but nothing took me out, so that's good. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that they would take birds out of the sky with their noise. I certainly can see the startling effect it would be, but they have to be pretty loud when there is a storm out, and they have to be heard above the wail of the wind and the rain and all the hail and, you know, all the stuff that comes with the tornadoes. So I'm glad they're loud in that regard, and you'll never miss them, you know, even if they go off in the middle of the night. You won't be able to sleep through them, but... Yeah, then I can imagine the noise of football. So it sounds like you'd enjoy a place out in the middle of nowhere, which we have plenty of that around here in South Carolina. It's all so green and beautiful. And so I hope you meet your goals. You find a job and a good place to stay and a good fit. So hopefully things will work out easily for you in January.
W3LFG Norman. Yeah, I'm sure, Wendy, once I put my mind to it, I've already got the truck all checked out. I take it tomorrow for, I changed all the filters in it. I like to do all my own work. And I changed the filter for the cabin filter. Stupid little leaf fell down into the blower motor. And now it sounds like, remember when you used to put baseball cards on the spokes of your bicycle? Yeah, I have that now. So when I called up the car dealer, he said, bring it over early in the morning and we'll remove it for you. And I says, you know, is this going to cost me anything? He says, no, but I have a good dealership over there. So they take care of my truck, and it's all set to rock and roll. My friends here keep asking me, because I live with some roommates, they keep going, what are you leaving? I says, well, I don't know. It could be in 2 hours. It could be tomorrow. It could be at 5 in the morning. It's whenever the mood hits me. And that's kind of the way I am sometimes on some stuff. But especially when I get interested in something, I just don't put it down. I lose a lot of sleep, and then I get sick. But ham radio has been great for me. My dad was a ham he's been dead for 30 years, but... it was a whim on how I got my... we lived up in New England, in a little valley, hills all around us. You had 11-element Chris-Craft 2-meter beam and an 8-watt AM Gonset communicator. And he made a bet with me. He said, if I work out of the state, you're going to get your novice? And I said, yeah, sure. Snicker, snicker. Son of a gun. He works down in the Pennsylvania. I don't know. We must have had an inversion or something. And then after that, we got the novice. And then we went right to general. And then right to advanced. And called it a day. I couldn't do 20 words a minute in code back then. It was just, my brain didn't think that fast. But we took tests the old-fashioned way. Actually had my novice test given to me by a fellow ham. And we did that back in the day in 68, and went to New York for the general and also for the advanced class. So, back then there wasn't much to it. You know, you just knew the code theory, and so that was it. We also tried for the commercial license at one time. I was back in high school. And my blueprint reading teacher, he was set to retire, and he says, hey, why don't we go into business? You'll need a second-class commercial. I said, okay, no problem. So I studied on the way up to Boston. We get there, and I got the third class, which means, oh, wow, you could be a disc jockey. Whoopee. And then I'm in there, and I'm studying like crazy. I start second-guessing myself, and I missed the damn second class by one question. Never went back. Didn't, you know, at that time it wasn't appealing, and then, you know, I just didn't get the commercial. I didn't stay with it. I just like the amateur radio stuff better. So, you know, more. I think it's more challenging in some specs. I mean, and flea markets and stuff. I love going to flea markets and buying old stuff and making it work again. When I was married many, 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 let's see, one, two, three, about, I don't know, about six, 7 centuries ago, I had a little Ford Pinto, and we, at Channel 10 down in Philadelphia, had a 6-meter duplex repeater on it, in 6, out 450, or in 450, out on 6. And I says, how does that work for TVI? we went up to some of the giant flea markets. I got some of the big boat anchor stuff that the New Jersey State Police had, the big 6-meter boxes and the 450 boxes, put them in the Pinto, and then there wasn't room for anybody else after that. But it was interesting. So, you know, I grew up with a lot of old stuff, Army surplus stuff, and, you know, just built, and learned. And that was it. So, but anyway, like I'm saying, I got to get up there. I got to find some agencies or whatever, and I got to find a decent apartment or whatever. And I just got to get everything ready because I'm in the mood. I've been down here for 3 years. 3 years is enough. Trust me. And the tornadoes, they scare the hell out of me. So, you know, I mean, the first week I was down here, and at the time I was living with 3 college kids, and they all say, oh, we have to run up to OU. We have to run up to OU and put our cars underground so we don't get hailstorms. I says, dudes, we're not going to get anything. And they go, well, how do you know? You're not from around here. I says, we're not going to get anything. We're never going to get a tornado here. They didn't build OU where they did because they get smacked with tornadoes a lot. Oh, yeah. They finally figured it out. So anyway, KN4, HTP, WB3, LFG, Norman.
Like you have enjoyed checking out the old stuff and getting it to work again and all that. Sounds pretty interesting. And change, you know. Change can be good. So clearly you're adventurous, so that'll be nice to start your next adventure when you're ready.
Yeah, I just got a text from somebody. I don't know how long it was sitting there. Who is KA4PQA? I don't remember his name, but he just texted me. I don't know when, but he wanted me to call him directly. I don't remember his name, and my QRZ isn't working at the moment. So do you know who that is?
I don't know much about him other than that he's Steven and he enjoys checking in. So.
I remember the name of the guy who called the net, and I was talking with him, and he said, you like the rack chew? I said, I got 2 extra batteries sitting. And he says, okay, you're on. So I'm trying to, I didn't know if that was him or not. I didn't think so. But anyway, I know it's 10:15 up where you are. It's only 9:15 here, but I got to get up super early tomorrow and get to the repair shop to get my little potato chip leaf taken out of my blower fan. It's just loud and annoying, but I don't know if it's going to do any damage if it stays in there too long. But anyway, 15 meters, by the way, is still hopping down here in Oklahoma, which is unusual, and 17 meters isn't doing too bad also. I know when I first moved down here and put up this antenna, I started seeing Japan a lot, and then I started working Japan like crazy. And I says, okay, this is odd, because I only run 35 watts of power in an indoor antenna, which you'll see on QRZ if you ever punch my call in. And I says, okay, this is cool. And then all of a sudden one night, I'm starting to see VKs. Really? I worked VKs like crazy for about a week. And the furthest contact I had down there was over in Perth, which mapped out to be 10,000 miles, which I thought was pretty good for 35 watts and an indoor antenna. So I've been doing things that the radio club down here says can't be done. That's why we don't talk much. So anyway, we got New Caledonia. I always thought that was just on McHale's Navy. I didn't really know that country existed. And then New Zealand started popping in. And then, it's like, how am I doing all this? But because the way my antenna is situated, it's like at a 45-degree angle, less than 45-degree angle. And I'm on a second floor of a 3-floor apartment building, and I'm on the out in Cove. So I'm not really even out through the outside of the building, I'm pushed back another 45 feet. So it's like I'm just like generating from the center of the apartment here. So, but never say it can't be done. KN4HDP WB3LFG.
WB3LFG, this is KN4HTP. It's been good chatting with you. My signal has really deteriorated a lot, so I'm not going to be... so it's a good thing we're winding down. I guess I should put it that way. But it was nice to have you stick around for RAG 2 and check in with us again. I call the net on a couple of Monday nights of the month, and but our net runs every night. Every night of the year at 9 o'clock. So please come back. I think we'll all enjoy hearing from you again. So, all right. At this time, I'm going to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Is there anyone that I've missed for comments or for check-ins? Please call Net Control.
You and Mark are doing well tonight. If you would, I'll give you one more. Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. Name is Mike, location is Simpsonville. Running late, day late, a dollar short as usual. But no traffic, no comments tonight, Ms. Wendy. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Mike. That gets me 60 in my log for tonight, which is excellent for my for Monday night. So thank you. I have you logged in from Simpsonville, AK4HR. Hope you have a good night. I guess our evening has gone, but we've enjoyed it on the radio. So thanks for checking in, Mr. Mike. All right, I will, I believe Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he will enjoy you taking the time. He will appreciate you checking in with him. My net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the report to transmit. So hold on just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night, everybody.